Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 14 of the Community Hall Podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Monera Financial. If you're looking to add on some points to the resale market and you need financing, head on over to MoneraFinancial.com. If you're currently paying more than 9.9% interest on your DVC contract, head on over to Monera Financial. They'll be glad to help you save some of that hard-earned cash. We've helped DVC members save hundreds of thousands of dollars through their refinance program. MoneraFinancial.com. Let them know you heard about us here on the MyDVC Points platform.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Olivia,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
DVC Points. Well, welcome home, everybody, to the September 27th edition of Community Hall Podcast by MyDVC Points. And my name is Chad. I am your host tonight, and I want to welcome back to the show. I'm going to do everybody all at once, just because I've done one a little bit earlier tonight. I'm going to welcome back Alicia, Marianne, and Brad. Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's good.
Hey, it is good to have everybody back. Alicia, it is great to have you back onto the show as well.
So excited to be here.
Well, tonight we've got a really fun community hall discussion coming up, and it got inspired by the Florida governor. Brad, do you want to go over like a recap of this recent announcement? And we're going to see how it impacts the MyDVC Points community and see what people are thinking.
Sure. So I just read you a little brief clip that came from clickorlando.com that says DeSantis, the governor, made the announcement in St. Petersburg. I'm sorry. Governor Ron DeSantis announced on Friday that Florida, effective immediately, is moving to the third and the final phase of its reopening plan. So what does that mean? Well, many of you are in phase two in your states. You know, that's come with some lessening of the requirements in different areas. Pretty much with the way that DeSantis is laying it out, phase three in Florida is basically opening it up, the economy, especially. So now all restaurants can open to full capacity. All businesses can open to full capacity. In fact, he's even putting some rules in place that if a county tries to say its restaurants can't be open to full capacity, they cannot restrict it below 50%. In other words, he's telling them you have to keep these businesses open at the minimum of 50% so that they can survive. And so a lot of what he's doing is mainly trying to open up the economy and saying to these things. Now, where we're looking at is with the parks and things like that. But one thing I will mention, a lot of people have been out there saying, you know, the governor did away with the mask rule. And the reality is Florida never had a statewide mask restriction. The mask restrictions were being done by the counties. So he actually didn't say anything about the masks, but he did say the counties can no longer fine anybody for any COVID-related infraction within their county. So that would include masks. So it's going to be some interesting days in Florida in the days and weeks to come.
Yeah. So it's like the governor said, no more fines, but he didn't say that the counties couldn't still require them. They just can't put any teeth behind it. Okay.
Right.
And then the other part of it is all the private businesses still have the right to say, you have to have a mask to come in our business. Okay.
Yep. Private property. So their call.
Yeah, I saw one article today that kind of recapped all of the theme parks, and they all kind of said, well, we're going to take this in and reevaluate it, but we're really not going to like jump on anything to start changing stuff. Okay. So Disney is still going to be requiring masks. They did confirm that. Same thing with the other theme parks. They were like, well, this is good news, but you know, we're still going to be cautious because they still are probably liable if they, you know, don't take the adequate precautions. Okay. So I think their attorneys are still going to have them slowly phase back into things, even though the governor governor has said, hey, no more masks, open back up and don't restrict. And if you do restrict, you have to give me an economic impact statement because of it.
I think a big one is because we're all coming from so many different parts of the world. They have to show that they are being respectful for people who are nervous. And it looks like that they are trying. They're still probably going to do temperature checks. They're still going to do security checks and probably still have the questionnaire. So I bet they're doing it not necessarily because of a back from Florida. I bet they're doing it because they're a worldwide company for people coming from everywhere, potentially, hopefully someday, but coming back again from everywhere.
Now, Alicia, I know you have a bar and restaurant there at the golf course. If you were in Florida, this would be probably good news for you, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, just in Michigan, we've got released a little bit too late for all of us seasonal people. But in October, we're able to go from like 100 people outside to 1,000 people outside, I think. So and changing some other rules as well. So even little bits of normalcy coming back of making our own choices for our businesses, that would be it would be a breath of fresh air for sure if our business was open. But seasonal businesses are closed.
Yeah. So, okay. We have a crowd.live going tonight, and go ahead and bring up a web browser, a smartphone, just go over to crowd.live/DVC. And we're going to be doing a poll tonight to see how people feel and think about this kind of stuff. Right.
So exciting.
Yeah. We're just going to just do a poll as well. So let me pull up the first question here on that poll. Okay. Just a second to do this. It is, would you be willing to leave the Disney bubble for other Florida vacations? Okay. Crowd.live/DVC. If you guys want to go ahead and vote, that would be great. I can come back in and start the questions. So turn them on. And yep, I'm starting to see some people voting now. So let me come back in. I'll even share that screen. Second.
All right. So
there we go. There's the question. Would you be willing to leave the Disney bubble for other Florida destinations? Take down the banner. If you want to, you can just bring up a smartphone and aim it at the little QR code and start to see how this impacts your trip. Okay. And we're just, you know, as we go along, we'll talk through this. Alicia, what are your thoughts here?
Okay. So, my hometown resort, I would say, is Sarasota, Florida. So okay. I guess, you know, that's a yes, because I'll be going to there a lot more than I do even get to go to Disney. So I know that I have to answer yes.
Okay. Marianne, what's your thoughts?
I put maybe, because it kind of depends on the other factors. I think that if my family was there, we're there in February, and if it was beach type of weather and we had a day that was... we didn't have park tickets or park reservations. We're going to rent a car this trip because we're at Kidani and it's just different. So we decided to rent a car. And I don't think I'd mind going to the beach. Am I going to go to another theme park or to the mall or something, or even to Walmart? Probably not. But I can see maybe going to the beach, because I think outdoors it'd be easier to social distance from people. And while we live in Nebraska and things are pretty cool here about how it all is rolling with COVID, our family is still being pretty careful about things.
Got it. Brad, what's your guys' thoughts?
I'm definitely in the maybe category as well. My kids are older now and they've fallen in love with that other park too. So we would love to go over there to Universal and let's see other things, but it's a maybe, because for me, I've kind of shared before the show, I'm still trying to be careful and be safe for lots of different reasons. I'm not afraid, but I'm being careful. Yeah. If I were to go somewhere where they were just being, you know, wild, wild west, then I would get straight back to Disney. So mm-hmm. I want to make sure wherever I am, that they're being safe. So
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
As long as they're being safe, I'm open to whatever. Hey, I don't drive there, so I had to get on a plane to fly there. I've already taken risks. I'm good. Let's go for it.
We're flying too, Brad. So that's part of the reason I wrote maybe, is because no matter what, we have to go through MCO. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So the votes are looking like maybe, depending on other factors. My take on this one is this next trip in October, I have Magical Express and I am masking up at MCO and I am shuttling over to the bubble and I doubt that I'm leaving the bubble. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I, you know, we've got another question as well, but I'll just tell you ahead of time, I will be wearing a mask the whole time, whether they're required or whether they're not. Okay. I just think it's safe and best practices during this time, even though I absolutely hate them.
Hate.
So like with a passion. Okay. But if it keeps me safe or it keeps me from being unbeknownst to myself being sick and spreading it to others, I'm all for it. Okay. And so Mark was just saying that New York has some weird restrictions, but I disagree with the Florida choices. Okay. I originally did as well. Okay. And then I was like, well, he's just loosening up a little bit. But then when I dug down into it, I started to see more of his point. Okay. But I couldn't, you had to get beyond the headlines of the story. And this was definitely one of that I looked at when Gina first put it out there. And I was like, Gina, this stuff is clickbait because you dig into the story and it's not as bad as the headlines read. Okay. Darren and Lynn said, we just got back from Disney and they are way overboard on the mask mandate. Yes. Disney will be the most cautious people out there. And
that's why we love to go. I love to learn from them and see what do they do? What are they doing to make it safe, but fun and still somewhere that we desire to go?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's part of the Disney bubble magic, right? It's, mm-hmm. you know, that it's is best case scenario. Like if anybody is going to do COVID right, it's going to be Disney. Okay.
Yes.
But you know, they're saying that, hey, they're glad the governor did this. And Dan saying, I wonder how many states will consider required mandatory quarantine when returning from Florida now.
That would kill my trip.
I'm sure that's all going to be based on if this change suddenly makes their numbers, which have been either on a good decline or flattened for a while, if they start doing this. You can pretty much guarantee some states. I know my state, I already can't right now, so.
I'd still go.
Well, you're in West Michigan. I mean, you're darn near quarantined there all by yourself.
Exactly.
Especially in the winter, right?
There's one traffic light in the whole county. I think we're quarantined.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter, right? I mean, pile up the snow. There you go.
I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but if you go 2 miles south, you can see it from there.
Right.
Well, just don't go 2 miles west. Let me tell you something. And unless you got some scuba gear on or you're in a boat. Okay.
Yes.
And so Evelyn was saying our governor is having all businesses remove signs requiring wearing the mask starting October 1st.
Wow.
Not a good idea.
That's interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to see the reply comment to that one as well. And,
yeah, the only states I know about is Michigan and Florida. Like, you know, so it's always interesting to me of going, what's other states doing?
Yeah, that's true. So Lorraine says in New York, we have 35 states requiring quarantine. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. And so.
But they're allowed to travel versus our like Canadian friends, you know, and that they're not allowed to make that choice. That's hard.
Yeah, and I am seeing a couple of comments here as well. We are trying to avoid the political commentary on this. We're really just talking about policy and Disney and what is your family going to do, okay? And I realize it's really hard to separate all of this out from the COVID stuff, and especially at election time and all that other kind of stuff. But we're going to try our best to stay a Disney bubble-centric, right? Yes. Okay. And what are you going to do? Okay. Because at the ultimate, we can fight over politics all day long, but it's ultimately the decisions that you are empowered to make that matter. And that's what we want to help people do on this whole show and platform is make empowered decisions. Okay. And then, Rihanna says, I'm worried if they will remove the mask mandate at Disney in November. If so, you're not going. Okay. I think we have a question coming up on that.
And I think you'll always be able to wear them.
Yeah. I don't think they're ever going to tell you can't.
But before we weren't allowed to wear masks. Right. But I mean, like unless it was Halloween, we couldn't dress up.
They don't want you to cover your face.
Right, before, but I think from here on out, we will always have the permission to safeguard our own health.
Now, I have seen people that come from an Oriental background that are, you see them wearing masks a lot, even before COVID. And I remember seeing them in the park and nobody really said anything to them. And it was, it was still the medical, same type of mask we're wearing today. So
probably only when you're checking, when you go in the park, that they would have required them not to wear one, do you think? And then at that point, they can put it back on, do whatever they want.
Yeah, well, at Disneyland for sure, because they do the photo check, okay?
Right.
At the world, we scan fingerprints. At the land, they actually check your photo as well. And so Gina's given us a little bit of a nudge here to move on to the next topic. And let me just throw the results back up before we do that. And so 19% of the people say yes, 52 say it depends, 30 absolutely not, but no votes. Okay. That's some interesting results. So Gina, go ahead and warp us over to the next question here on the poll. And I believe it is, if masks were required at Walt Disney World, would you still wear one? Okay. And go ahead and take a second to vote on that. And we'll come back in and see how people are doing. I got to find my window so I can vote.
Is yours letting you vote? Mine's not.
Nope. I can fix that as well. So we're not used to doing it manually. Now you can start.
I feel like I'm playing Kahoot.
Yeah, we almost are. Okay. Almost are.
Except I'm not wrong, right?
Yeah, except you're not going to get graded on this one. This one's just a poll. Okay. But I will tell you, you have one of the things you've missed here, Alicia, was a majority rules game. And we're going to bring one back for November or December.
Guarantee I'll be the loser then.
Well, we won't know until everybody votes. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, so it's interesting to see here. We got a pretty good split on this particular poll. 42% are saying yes, 42% are saying maybe. So it sounds like the majority of us are, 84% are leaning that direction versus the 15% saying absolutely not. And nobody has this, no opinion, undecided, doesn't really matter. Okay. So that's an interesting deal that,
normal right now, right? When it comes to this thing, this particular piece of cloth, everybody has a position.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it, Alicia, how can we say anybody's wrong for making the choice for themselves if they feel one way or the other? But
yeah,
everybody's got an opinion. So. You're either for it or against it.
Yeah, that's true, right? And Darren was saying, if you want to wear a mask, wear one, but don't tell people you have to wear one, okay? I think that's the business owner's prerogative and the consumer's prerogative if you want to go where there's no mask requirement or not. So,
yeah.
And then when Typhoon opens back up, we may take a quick trip to Disney. I'm a Typhoon nut. And I agree with you. And right now I have a Premier Annual Pass and I'm the Premier Plus with the water parks, or the, not the Premier Plus, but the Platinum Plus with the water parks. And I'm just itching that I don't like that new policy that they're just going to give us a few cents back. Cause I like extend it out. Give me that time back somehow. Oh, well, what can you do?
Topic for another time.
Yeah. Topic for another time, but sorry about my little Typhoon tirade there.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll be good to be able to I guess have the choice of when your mask is on or not, like inside, of course, but if you're walking around and there's nobody around you, or you know, you're running to the hot tub and back from your room real quick or something.
That was just it. Like people that are out there doing their morning runs on property,
yeah,
still had to wear a mask. Okay.
Right.
And I'm like, you're out there in the middle of no place. Like I could see if you were coming near somebody, put it up. Okay.
Right. Or like if you're taking, you know, a family photo now, like pop it off, take a smile, put it back on, you know, little things like that, that'll just maybe make it a little bit more easier to enjoy your vacation.
Yeah. So it's Disney's in a tough spot there. I get it. Right. And
I'm with Alicia on that one. I answered the maybe answer mainly because I feel like if you're outdoors and you're already so far away from somebody else other than the people in your family, I don't see the point. Now, if I'm waiting in line for something, you bet I'm going to wear my mask because I'm going to protect you and I'm going to protect myself. But other than that, you know, other than times when 6 feet or more is not possible,
right,
then I'm going to put, you know, I'm going to probably take my mask off because, to be honest, I'd be the girl crawling out of the MRI machine because I'm so claustrophobic. The masks are killing me. Because my heart rate goes up and I just really get nervous. And I've had to really talk myself into it to wear them because we're back 100% in school. So I'm teaching with a mask on. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's just part of what we have to do to protect others right now. And I'm willing to do it. But if I'm outside 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 feet from you, I don't see a point of wearing it. So.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Brad, what's your thoughts here? Oh, I guess we lost Brad. So.
Just realized I didn't have my earbuds in, so I might have been causing some noise in your feed. So, I honestly, I like what Alicia said. I'd switch my vote now if I could. I said positively yes, but mainly that's because I'm not a mask Gestapo. I don't like those pieces of cloth. If the day came where, you know, I didn't have to wear them, I'm looking forward to that. But I agree. I think that's the smart way. If I'm like you, Mary Jane, Marianne, if I was near somebody, then I would probably put it right up. I just would because I want to be safe. But if I'm not near anybody, I take it off. I mean, why am I wearing this when I'm, and if I'm running, Chad, dude, I have a hard enough running. I mean, just to make sure it says Castaway Key Challenge doesn't mean that I love to run.
I was going to say, you know, I could just be there at Walt Disney World and I hear Brad yell out on your left and like just kind of do a cap and buzz by me. You know what I'm saying?
I have officially retired from the half marathons. I'm not doing those anymore. I'll run the short one. But bottom line is, yeah, I would at times. Yeah. I think that'd be nice to not have to. So when I felt safe, I wouldn't wear it. But if I felt like I needed to wear it, I'd put it on. It doesn't bother
me. Got it. Let me pick up some of these comments here and then we'll shift on to the next one. Grant was saying, remember, masks are generally to protect others, not yourself, by wearing them. And that comes from a medical doctor. I know Grant practices in Canada as well. So that is something that I've really considered the science behind there. And Brene was saying, they don't allow certain types. It usually boils down to effectiveness, that not all masks are as effective. And there was a comment in here about wearing them in 90 degree heat, that it's not fun. No, it is not, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be in August.
Right.
So it should be a little bit better. Okay. Yeah, Brad, we were there in August together.
Yeah, together. Yep. And we hung out a little bit.
Yep. And had some mask free times there at Bar Riva and at Riviera. So really good times.
Or I guess it was. If nothing else, maybe it'll help the little ones not lick the handrails.
Oh, we can only hope.
You say that, Alicia, but my daughter put a picture up on Facebook today of herself licking the arch in St. Louis, where she's going to college. And she put a disclaimer. I know it's not COVID friendly, but it's the thing in my learning community. And I was like,
oh no.
Buy them books and send them to school, and this is what they come back with.
I'm sure she had enough alcohol to burn it off. It's okay.
I don't think that was the case, but I think she was just a goof.
You break out the old, you know, if they all jumped off a bridge, what would you?
Exactly.
I don't care if they're doing it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It feels good.
This is an interesting comment from Lori. She goes, I would never buy the photo pass with the masks.
Agreed.
And
exactly.
Do any photos when I was there. It was like,
Yeah, I did very few. I wanted a couple of them just because we do go every year. And I wanted some of them to like highlight and memorialize this trip because it was a unique trip. So I looked at it like it was part of the deal, but it's also included with the annual pass. So I didn't exactly pay for it. Okay.
But not only that, Lori, I feel like they can't be selling any photo passes. They don't have any character meet and greets. They don't have all the things that you usually buy a photo pass for. You know, just the guys in front of the castle isn't quite enough for me to buy a photo pass either. And especially if I'm going to have to wear a mask. You're exactly right. That's an area where Disney is losing money for sure with that one. And so, you know, does that play into it? Does that play into all of this? Is Disney losing money playing into the masks and all of that kind of thing?
Well, they're definitely making money selling the masks. Okay.
Well, that's true.
Right. So let's not kid ourselves there. But they're not that expensive. Okay. No. So they're like $4 maybe. So they're not like a traditional 300% markup Disney level prices. Okay.
Right.
So, but they are slightly more expensive than you would find just a plain generic one at Target. I can say that. And then let's see, coming back in. Oh, Holly says, that's a great point, Alicia. Our then 2-year-old had her mouth open on queue line chains last January and ended up sick the last few days of the trip. She's definitely wearing a mask in December.
And okay? Forevermore, right, Holly?
All of our kids have done that. Everyone. Yes. That's been part of it.
That's why that honey wall and the Pooh Bear thing. Other side of it.
Is it still working? Izzy was wondering, is that still turned on, the honey wall?
Still touch it in little
No, so they have all that turned off.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. Near any of the interactive stuff in the queues is turned off or blocked off.
Yeah. And so Christine was saying, right, she needs a 2020 pick also, because it is kind of be cool to add into your Disney repertoire. Okay. And hey, that was the year we had to wear those crazy masks. Okay. And oh, Darren's saying $6 for the masks and Disney saving millions in fireworks alone.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. It's a good 40, 50 grand a night to put on Happily Ever After. So yeah. Yeah, that does not take long to add up to the millions. Okay.
I wonder if they miss it as much as we do.
The cast members do. I know cast members that are involved in the show that are still furloughed and doing nothing. Okay. And no callbacks, no work, no nothing. And
that's why I want it to open up, because I really want those cast members to have the opportunity to work.
Yeah. Especially at Disneyland. Right.
And do their jobs and
the opportunity to work.
And take care of their families.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Gina, let's go ahead and warp over to the next crowd. Ah, she's reading my mind. Okay. Would you rely solely on Walt Disney World transportation, or would you prefer your own car coming back in through this mess? Looks like the questions are started now, so we should be able to vote. Yep, I see one coming in. Let me come back in. Okay. I am definitely in the maybe. Last time I definitely rented a car. Next time I'm just locking myself and committing to the bubble, because I didn't feel like the car rental experience was all that in a bag of chips. Okay. The car just smelled like smoke. It wasn't clean. I had no faith and confidence that they did a full alcohol rub down of that car and like sanitized it. Okay. Cause you couldn't get the car smoke out of it. I mean, you couldn't get the cigarette smoke out of it, and the windshield was dirty and there was bugs on it. And I'm like, these guys didn't clean anything. Okay. So this next trip I'm rolling WDW, right? What about you, Alicia? What do you think here?
So as one of the perks of driving yourself is that you have your own car. So there is definitely times where, you know, Disney transportation is a winner. And sometimes it's a loser. So, and it also depends on the resort you're staying at. Like Copper Creek with the boats. Like, I love the boats, but when it's raining, that's not always so fun. So, you know, all of those kind of things. When we stayed at Old Key West, I loved having our own car. Like, I wasn't, that internal bus system was insane. It took forever to go anywhere. So there's definitely times where having your own car is a benefit. In some locations where you don't need it at all.
Yeah, good point. Marianne, what are you thinking?
Well, we had planned on renting a car, but you know, maybe Chad, maybe I have to think about that. I didn't really, I just assumed that the car rental companies would be being careful and taking care of that. And so I'm surprised that that was your experience. And oh Lord, that just puts more things in my brain.
No matter what, wherever you go, bring your own, be your own advocate of your own health. Yeah, bring your own wipes, bring your own things. Even if they did, you don't have to trust anybody anywhere. Like you can always walk into a DVC room and re-clean it for your soul and sanity.
Do that.
Yes, I did this last trip.
My wife does that with the dishes every single time. Like 100% of the dishes. Wife.
Yep, totally. Yep.
So Brad, what are you thinking here? WDW transport or?
So for me, it's a definite. If I decided to do like Alicia and like you know, maybe I'll just drive to Disney World. That's about a 22-hour drive. So, you know, it's no business.
Mine's 24 hours and I do it by myself. You can do it.
We would never drive. I'm not that guy anymore. I'm done. So I fly in. Now, I would not at all be, and to what I tend to do, you know, Chad, you and I've talked about it a lot too, like I did this last trip. I tend to book split stays and I do everything strategically. I stay in one hotel that's near certain parks. So it makes it easy. And then I moved over to Riviera so that I could specifically use the Skyliner to get to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. And so I tend to do that to help to minimize the stress of internal transportation. And then I am not opposed. I probably never spend for the minivan. It's just a lot of money.
Yeah.
Uber is a quick dial for me. I've used Uber many times on property and don't have a problem doing it if I need to get somewhere quick. So, but I'm just basically using their transportation unless something comes up that I need to use something else.
Gotcha. And that's
my main concern is getting to Hollywood Studios because, again, the only reason we're going on this trip is to get Katie.
Of course.
Get Katie on Rise of the Resistance. So I only have 2 days with 2 shots at that. So
I'm nervous. Well, I have 1 day. Yeah. I will see.
Yeah, no kidding. You're going to be upgrading to them annual passes if you don't make it. Okay. You're going to be shooting, Bill. Okay.
I know. I hope they open them, please. Yeah.
Mark was saying here, he said before, we're considering driving this year. And David says, we always have a car when we go to Disney, but we also use Disney Uber and the buses as well. And I know David's a Floridian, so he just drives to property. And we have been there 3 times since they're reopened and used all of them. Okay. Christine saying, we never rent a car, Boston traffic daily. The last thing we want to do is drive. Preach it, sister. Okay. When I am on vacation, the last thing I want to do is drive more. Okay. Yes. And if we do rent a car, Laura ends up driving. Okay. I have no shame in that because I spend 2.5 hours a day, 3 hours a day in a car already on a normal work week. So no, hopefully that's going to end with all of this COVID craziness and telecommuting makes sense for everybody, but yeah. And then Amy was saying the cost of the rental car for our next trips is 3 times what we normally pay. We're just going to stay in the Disney bubble and make it work.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That's right. They went from dirt cheap cars because they had an abundance of them to super expensive. Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Then, this is a pretty high compliment as well. And well, Darren was saying he agrees with you, Alicia, that cleaning and you need to be responsible for your own health. And there was another comment here. Oh, Darren also said the buses this time was the only positive in the new ride, Rise of the Resistance. So putting the buses up there on the Rise of the Resistance level is...
That won't happen again. Mark this one down in history.
I was going to say, that was quite the compliment to the buses. Okay.
Oh my God. Tom Tracy better not be watching the show tonight or else I'm not renting a car.
Yeah. And Jan makes a good point here. It's very difficult to eat at Jumbo House if you're staying at Beach Club or Old Key West and need to rely on Disney transportation. Yep.
That's where I use Uber every time. It's just not even worth doing the other. Go to a park and then go from the park to. Spend the $10. I'm good.
Yeah, and then
you're paying for Disney dining, right? You can afford $10 Uber. So,
sorry, yeah, this is true, right? Just factor it into the budget. Lorraine saying that she's always wiped everything down, the dishes, the dishwasher once we checked in, and she's been doing it for years. Okay.
Yeah.
David saying, I miss BOMA. And yeah, it's not even open yet.
Yeah, so. It's open. Well, maybe that's the good news with this thing. Maybe a lot of our restaurants will start to open up, at least that, and get people back to work. That I hope happens at Disney for sure.
Yeah, Mary was saying here, we always rent a car, but it's getting expensive. And Lauren says the last thing you want to do on vacation is driving and cooking. No, thank you. Right. And
I'm with you on the cooking.
Yeah, Mike, I'm with you. I can love the transportation at times and not care for it at other times. Yeah. Okay. Given my choice, I would be staying at Bay Lake Tower and Beach Club. Okay. And just walking to the parks and doing a split stay and then just figuring out a way to get to and from Animal Kingdom. And oh, here we go. We have enough frequent flyer mile round trips for the entire family, but we will be driving. Okay.
If you need tips, message me. It's all good.
Yeah, there you go. Especially that solo thing. You and Monster is your co-pilot. Okay. Yeesh, I couldn't do that one. Lori says we're driving from West Virginia. We'll drive around Disney this time, but we always use the buses.
And you might find that you'll do both once you're there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. I think we've kind of come back in and covered most of these. And oh, Darren was saying the good thing about the buses, they didn't sandwich you in like sardines. Okay.
Nice.
No, they don't. Yeah,
because it's very spread out. But as things pick back up and get popular, are they able to handle the crowds with the distancing guidelines? Okay.
And are you going to wait for 4 or 5 or 6 buses at the end of the night to get on one? Ooh.
Yeah. There you go. Ugh. Okay. And let's come back in and take a quick summary here of the crowd results. And it looks like 38% of the people are saying positively yes, that they will use WDW transportation. 35 say it depends on the circumstances. So 72%, 73% are on the yes side. And 27 are saying they're definitely going to use their own car. And nobody doesn't have an opinion here, which is good because you have to answer this question if you're going to Disney.
You better figure it out.
There you go.
I just don't know what to do. I'll sit in my room.
Okay, let's shift gears and see. And I think our next question we don't have a poll for. And maybe we do. I think we do. Are you ready for FastPass Plus to return? Okay.
Oh.
I think that's our next poll question here. And let me see if we can open that up for voting. Yep. We'll come back in and see FastPass Pluses. All right. What's your guys' thoughts on that? Are you ready for them to return? Do you think they will return in the same way? Or are we going to end up with a MaxPass pay-to-play like system like they have over at Walt Disney or over at Disneyland? Okay. Brad, what's your thoughts here? Do you have any thoughts?
It's kind of a split thing there. Which do I want? I love the MaxPass. I've done many trips. Disneyland really is kind of my home park. So done MaxPass many times and we've got that dialed in. But let me just say this. If the crowds are going to go up, if they're not going to continue to be like they were when you and I went, Chad, then I want FastPass back.
Yes.
Because right now, guys, Rise of the Resistance, all of it, I don't know if I can do a plug for another podcast. Is that okay, Chad?
Yeah, go ahead.
So they have on resortloop.com. I'm a part of the DVC roundtable over there. And I just did a review of our trip. And so you go and listen to that. It was incredible. I mean, Rise of the Resistance, got it first shot, boarding group 33. I rode Mickey and Minnie before the park ever opened. No wait at all, walked right on. Got to Millennium, rode it 2 times within 15 minutes, did it. Then rode every other ride in the park, then went back and did Rise and left by 2:30. So you don't need Fast Pass right now, but I hear it's getting busier now. People are starting to show up. Mm-hmm. And if they open up the doors and increase their numbers, which it sounds like They're giving mm-hmm. them that freedom. And listen, Disney can sell a lot of masks and they can, you know, be making money in those other places we talked about. They're losing serious money because they don't have enough people in there. Now, is it because they're not allowed or because people aren't just going? That's a question for a whole other podcast. But so if the crowds are going to keep going up, then I'm ready for the 60-day fast pass to come back and at least consider doing Max Pass. So.
Got it. And ResortLoop.com and Resort Loop Podcast. Love Tim over there. Phenomenal show. Can't say enough great things about them.
Thanks.
So go, you'll hear Brad there on the DVC roundtable there once a month as well. We just have like stole him to come join us quite often. So Marianne, what's your thoughts here?
Well, this is the thing. I've never been to Disneyland, so I've never had any experience with Max Pass. I understand that it completely rocks and how it works.
At Disneyland.
Exactly. Now, this is my thing, though. I have an annual pass. I don't want to pay $15 times 5 every single day for Max Pass for my family on top of our annual passes. So my thing is, you can bring Max Pass, but you better fold it into my AP or make it a DVC benefit. I don't want to have to pay more for Max Pass when I've been doing Fast Pass just fine for free all this time. And my family, we know how to rock those Fast Passes. It is not uncommon for us to have at Magic Kingdom 17, 18, 19, 20 Fast Passes in a day. So, you know, I have no issues with that, you know.
Okay.
At least a good point.
So I think that Disney is training us with the rise of everybody saying, okay, you're going to have something portable in your hand. You're going to have some kind of phone piece. So I think that, I don't know whether it's going to be a Max like purchase thing, but I definitely think that this is their reboot and they're going to come back and say, we have something fresh and new, whether it's paid or not, where all the other parks around them are making quite a bit of money with having like a pay to speed through the line kind of thing. Some people love them. I don't like how some places run them, but I can definitely see them having it as a paid tiered structure of some sort and definitely having it that you have to have a smartphone. I hope they have more cell phone battery recharging places because we're going to need it.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So my take is I want Fast Passes to come back. I do not think Max Pass is going to work for Disney World. And the reason why is in California, the parks are gate to gate. Okay. You can park hop there and you could literally hop on 1 foot between parks if you really wanted to literally park hop. Okay. That's not happening at Walt Disney World. Okay. You can't go from Hollywood Studios to Epcot, which are the two closest parks, in less than a half hour. Okay. By the time you get through all of that and get from gate to gate, you got at least a half hour. And then the parks are huge, massive. So by the time you come in that international gateway at Epcot, you got to go all the way around to get to Soaring or Test Track or Mission Space where your Fast Pass is. So to me, you don't get the park hopping benefit of just like instantly getting there. Just bang, 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 bang. So I'm not a fan of it. Now, if they were to come back in and do a pay to get Fast Passes, but you could get them nailed down and locked, I don't know that I'd be afraid of that. Because at Disneyland, they were saying, hey, it's a $75 add-on fee for your annual pass to get this included, okay? And it'll be every day that you're in the park, $75. Well, you're just raising the cost of an annual pass, $75, okay? I get it, okay? So that's kind of my take on it is, and I'm with you, Brad, if these crowds go back up, we need to bring back some kind of a fast pass deal. Because I really just enjoyed going into the parks, hitting my 3 fast passes, doing some shows, some things you don't require it, eating there, popping out, come back in at night, maybe picking up a nighttime fast pass and doing the shows and closing out the parks. That was our style, okay? We didn't wait in line for anything. And I'm still not about to start, okay? I can just tell you that. Not in our lines. Let's come back in and see what some of the crowd comments here as well. Which I've got to really scan through them because I haven't been keeping up with them. And Christina's saying paper fast passes, yes. Regular fast passes, no. Ooh, I can tell you, I would be willing to bet paper fast passes are not coming back at all. Ever. Okay. And
too much money spent.
Yeah, too much. Yeah. Yep. 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 And then Evelyn's with you here. Brad, bring back fast passes if the crowd levels increase. And bring back the old school fast passes. Okay. They need to change the fast pass system. I think it is time for a reboot refresh there. And Mark is saying over the last 28 years ago, I've only used the reservation system for 3 trips. Like no fast passes, Mark. That's
he
like,
must go at a good time. not Christmas. No.
Like he just knows enough that he don't care. He just gets what he can get, I guess.
Right. That's like blasphemy of pixie dust. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're breaking this travel planner's heart. I mean, that's my job.
Yeah. And Ron is with you again, Brad, saying with the reported increase in crowds, it'd be nice to see them coming back. It would also be nice to see more things opening along the lines as increasing numbers as well. Yes, and we did start to see Frozen is coming back as well. Ooh. And we might get into that one as a second if we just want to go a little bit late. And then just coming in and trying to stay on task. Yeah, they're saying Mickey Minnie's was 125-minute wait, and the parks are much busier.
That would kill me.
I would not stand in line 125 minutes for Mickey Minnie's, although I thought it was a really good show. Really, really good deal. Is Lauren had a great comment here as well about Max Passes and that it controls crowds, and Max Pass is included in some of the APs. So yes, if you buy the top tier of annual pass, Max Pass comes along with it. Okay.
I just do a little tip on the Max Pass real fast? So I hadn't really thought about it, but when you pointed that out, and you've used it before, Chad, so you know. The cool thing with Max Pass, Marianne, is that because Disneyland is just 2 parks too, like they are close, like Chad said, but absolutely, what I would normally do, I'd only buy the Max Pass for 1 day and then use that day was the day I hit all of the hardest rides to ride. I'd hit them both in both parks. And while you're in California Adventures, you can actually be booking. Once you've logged in, you can book for the other park. So I could be booking Space Mountain while I was still in California Adventures, then go back over, do them. And in 1 day, I would use the Max Pass to blow out all of the difficult to ride rides. And then the second day, because when you buy a Max Pass, they give you Photo Pass, I would buy one person a Max Pass so that we'd have Photo Pass for the whole day, for the whole family, because you just need one.
Yeah, the other thing I could say that was really cool was when we bought it and we went back to Grand Cal and Laura took the kids down for a nap, I had all of their park tickets on my phone. So I went ahead and got all of them Max Passes. And then scanned in with their ticket on the phone and like rode Guardians 5 times back to back. Bang, 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 bang.
You can do one person for this one and then do another one for the. You're a smart guy. That's a good one.
Yeah, because I mean, they're taking naps in the room. What did it hurt them? Okay, we paid for it.
Yeah. But you're right. That's never going to work at Disney World. That's never going to work. There's four parks and they're spread out. It's just not, it wouldn't be worth it. Hopefully they'll never do that.
My Katie does that. She comes out, gets off Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and runs to you and goes, trade magic bands. So we trade magic bands and she goes back and gets in line. And she makes us all let her use her fast pass for her to ride. So she can ride it 3 or 4 times in a row and the rest of us sit there and eat ice cream and wait for her.
Okay.
So.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. And Jim's saying, I have both. Regular free fast pass and then add the max pass for convenience for those like him who would be willing to pay for said convenience. They could do some level combination of both. It would be really confusing to the consumers though. And
I think they're already doing it for certain, like, or they were for, wasn't it the Grand Villas that you could purchase a second set of booking fast pass? So that would make sense for people that want to pay for more than they get more than the 3. I vote for that one. Put that one on the list because I hope one day they'll do that because I'll pay it.
It goes to your head. We had 56 fast passes in 1 day over like Christmas time once. And my husband was walking around going, I don't stand in line for anything. Again,
That's right.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. And Lori says, I don't want to pay, but I would pay for the attractions I want to go to. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that gets back into that old school e-ticket kind of a thing where we're almost in that pay to play kind of a realm. Okay. Amy brings up a great comparison here with Universal, that they have the Express Pass after 4. And I don't know if they're going to do Express now, but the fact that they close their 5 or 6 makes us wonder exactly what we paid for extra for.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. But I mean, that would be a really cool thing because you can, some of the annual passes get unlimited fast passes after 4 p.m. Okay. Now, granted, they're closing at 5 or 6 now, so it's not that big a deal. But if you were local and popped over there, you could just pop in for a day, hit your couple of favorite attractions, grab your favorite snack and roll. We even make it an option. Like,
we had that Express Pass at Universal during the Christmas holidays on our Christmas trip. And I think we decided that the Express Pass lines were actually longer than the regular lines were. Because we waited for an hour in the Express Last Pass lines.
Pretty wow. I noticed on some of them, the people didn't get out of the seat. They're like, I'm Express. I just want to go again. I'm Express. I want to go again. And I was like, what? You can do that? Like, what are you kidding? Like,
that's
get out.
Somebody, if you saw that, then somebody got away with them. They don't do that. They don't allow that. But yeah, I'm a travel planner as my retirement plan. And I do a lot of Universal and the Express Pass. You're exactly right, Marion. Sometimes, and when I do a plan for somebody, I literally tell them, if you're going to use your Express Pass on that ride, you have to do it during these times. Otherwise, you're going to be standing in line forever. You're going to hate it. You're going to think, why did I buy the pass? But there are some rides. But right now at Universal, for whoever asked that question a minute ago, they haven't started picking up quite as fast as Disney has. There's only a handful of rides that you know, like Kong, where it's a long wait right now. So after 4, go use it for just those key rides. For the others, they're a lot. Most of them are walk-ons right now.
Yeah. And Rihanna, we had a whole what worlders need to know when they're going to the land series scheduled to air this summer. And we had to cancel it because we think it's all going to change. Okay. It was like, why am I going to go through this big project of creating all of this content that's going to be out of date by the time people can use it? So that's why we just kind of put it to the side and scrapped it. But yes, we will definitely cover a whole series on what worlders need to know when they go to the land. Okay. And Gina and a bunch of other people on the team are Disneyland experts, and we'll make sure we do that one right. Okay. And Lauren will probably help us on that as well. And so, okay. Amy says it's good to know about Universal. The pics make it look crowded. Okay. Well, I think that about wraps up our time tonight as well. We will come back in a future deal, talk about what shows are you looking forward to coming back most? Cause I know Frozen did open up. So I will throw that out there as a teaser. And then on the podcast this week, we've got David Mumford joining the show. And I got to tell you, I'm editing this and I want to call it 2 travel consultant bloggers, content creators walk into a bar and have a conversation because it's an interesting conversation. He interviews me as much as I'm trying to interview him. Okay. But it'll be a great show coming out on the podcast this week. I hope you guys enjoy it. We will be back next week. And we are in the next couple weeks, we're working on a Grand Cal series as well because we still want to do some information about Grand Cal. Because it's just kind of the resort we haven't touched yet on any podcast platform, anything. So I'm looking at Grand Cal going, it needs some love. And it is a phenomenal resort, my favorite. Amazing. So we will be picking up Grand Cal here in next coming weeks. Okay. That being said, thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you would like a MyDVC Point shirt, go over to dvcswag.com. Get the microphone out of here. If it still works, I hope. And... go to dvcswag.com. We'd love to see you do that. We're going to start giving away some gifts to people when you start posting yourself wearing a photo in the parks, now that the parks are backing back up. So be sure to post your park photos in the MyDVC Points community group, and we're going to be doing some random gifts and giveaway for that as well. dvcswag.com. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We enjoyed it. We will be back next week. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.